John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and by McKenzie Jewelers in a Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank and Bayport Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. A legal dispute is developing in Vassar following the release of police body camera footage showing the detention of a high school student last fall. The incident involved a Vassar High School freshman who left the school building after becoming upset over disciplinary action related to a cell phone. According to officials, the student left the campus rather than reporting to school administrators or a counselor. Video from responding officers shows school resource officer Patrick Hamill stopping the student as he walked away from school. The footage captures a struggle during which the student was taken to the ground, handcuffed, and placed in a patrol vehicle. The student can be heard telling officers he was trying to go home and was not fighting with police. The student's father later arrived at the scene and challenged the legality of the detention. Following an internal review, Vassar Police Chief Ben Guile determined the officer did not have legal authority to detain the student under the circumstances. Officer Hamill received a reprimand and no longer serves as the district school resource officer, although he remains employed by the Vassar Police Department. The student's family says it intends to file a lawsuit against the city of Vassar. The family also states the student was covered by an anxiety-related accommodation plan that allowed him to leave school when experiencing heightened distress. The student has since transitioned to online schooling and is completing his sophomore year. And Michigan health officials say an emergency recommendation for early measles vaccination among infants has ended following the successful containment of a Southeast Michigan outbreak. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has advised that babies between 6 and 11 months old in 7 counties receive an early dose of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine as a precaution during the outbreak. State data show the recommendation led to a sharp increase in vaccinations between April 8th and May 16th. More than 2,300 MMR doses were administered to infants in the affected counties, a 210% increase compared to the same period last year. Health officials say the additional vaccinations helped protect young children while limiting the spread of the highly contagious virus. Because no further community transmission was linked to the outbreak, the early dose recommendation expired on May 16th. The department continues to encourage parents and caregivers to keep children current on all recommended vaccinations and advises families with questions about measles protection to consult their healthcare provider. When we come back from this Ashley sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Summer is coming fast, and that means open doors, full porches, and homes that feel alive again. At Ashley and Bad Axe, we love being part of that, helping our neighbors get ready for the season ahead. The Memorial Day sale is happening now, and you can save up to 25% off store-wide. Whether you're hosting the whole family or just making your space feel a little more like you, Ashley has what you need. Dining tables big enough for every gathering, sectionals built for movie nights and rainy day lounging, theater chairs with heat and massage to soothe those achy muscles after a long day outside, and mattresses that help you recharge for the next adventure. Plus, our patio furniture is back in stock, but only while supplies last. Outdoor love seats, tables, dining sets, chairs, fire pits, everything you need to make summer happen right at home. With 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available, it's the perfect time to refresh your space. Shop now at Ashley and Bad Axe, your hometown furniture store, helping you get ready for a summer full of memories.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Huron County authorities are investigating a family-related shooting that occurred Sunday evening, May 10th, at a residence on Purdy Road in Huron County. According to the sheriff's deputies, and emergency responders were dispatched at approximately 8:45 p.m. following reports that a male victim had been shot by his adult son during a domestic dispute. Initial dispatch information indicated the victim had suffered a gunshot wound to the chest. When first responders arrived, they found the victim inside the home with what was later determined to be a single gunshot wound to the left arm. The victim was treated at the scene and transported to Harbor Beach Hospital. Investigators later reported the victim was in stable condition. Witnesses told deputies the incident began after an argument inside the residence. During the dispute, the suspect allegedly went upstairs, retrieved a firearm, returned to the living room, and fired a single shot from an estimated distance of 15 to 20 feet. The suspect fled the scene in a gray Pontiac Vibe. Investigators used technology including flock camera systems and cell phone location information to track the suspect's movements. The vehicle and suspect were eventually located at a gas station in Roseville, approximately 100 miles south of the crime scene. Roseville police officers took the suspect into custody without incident and recovered a Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber revolver from the vehicle. Investigators reported the revolver contained two shell casings, one of which had been fired. Additional ammunition and cell phone and other personal property were also seized as evidence. A search warrant was later executed at the suspect's residence on Purdy Road, where investigators recovered ammunition, a gun case, and other evidence related to the case. During an interview, after being advised of his constitutional rights, the suspect reportedly told investigators he had been having difficulty coping with stress and said he felt he was not in control when his shooting occurred. Authorities also noted some odd behavior that raised concerns. The suspect was lodged in the Huron County Jail pending formal charges. The investigation remains under review by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Michelle Shaw from Bayport State Bank. It's that time of year where we team up with the Pigeon Chamber of Commerce for our annual Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue fundraiser, raising funds for the Farmer's Summerfest in Pigeon. The Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue will be held right here at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday from 10 a.m. until we are sold out. Takeouts are available, plus delivery of orders within 4 miles of Pigeon with a minimum order of $15 can be made by calling Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Please join us for lunch and support the events at this year's Summerfest.
Please join our community for the Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue held at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank on Thursday, June 4th from 10 a.m. until they're sold out, with proceeds supporting this year's Farmers Summerfest in Pigeon. Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, medical specialists propose renaming polycystic ovary syndrome. A coalition of women's health organizations and endocrinologists has formally proposed renaming polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, to polycystic metabolic ovarian syndrome, or PMOS. Advocates for the change argue that the current name incorrectly frames the condition as a strictly gynecological issue, often leading to delayed diagnosis. The condition is fundamentally a systemic endocrine disorder affecting metabolic functions, insulin resistance, and cardiovascular health. Medical boards are reviewing the proposal, noting that updating medical terminology can significantly improve patient care, and clinical research funding. Proponents hope that changing the name will encourage general practitioners to screen patients for broader metabolic symptoms rather than focusing exclusively on ovarian cysts. In other national news, protests intensify outside Delaney Hall Immigrant Detention Center. Demonstrators gathered in large numbers outside the Delaney Hall Immigrant Detention Center in New Jersey to protest alleged overcrowding and substandard living conditions. Human rights advocates at the scene demanded an independent federal investigation into the facility's sanctioned or sanitation standards and medical access for detainees. The demonstration resulted in brief traffic disruptions before local law enforcement established a perimeter around the compound. The private firm managing the facility issued a statement asserting that Delaney Hall operates in full compliance with all federal safety, health, and nutritional guidelines. Federal oversight agencies confirmed they are monitoring the situation and have not announced plans for an immediate operational intervention. And in our international news, French lawmakers unanimously vote to repeal historical colonial decree. The French National Assembly voted unanimously to formally repeal the Code Noir, a notorious 17th century decree originally signed by King Louis XIV in 1685 to govern conditions of slavery across France's colonies. Although France officially abolished slavery in 1848, the ancient legal text had never been formally struck from the active legislative books. Lawmakers framed the symbolic vote as a necessary modern step in direction or in directly addressing the nation's historical colonial legacy.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Congratulations deserves something that lasts. Graduation is more than a ceremony. It's a reward for years of hard work, long nights, big goals, and dreams becoming reality. Celebrate your graduate with a meaningful gift from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Our jewelry specialists can show you our vast array of brilliant diamonds, timeless watches, shimmering gemstone jewelry in every hue, and classic designs in rings, earrings, pendants, necklaces, and more. Also, look over our newest styles of Pandora jewelry, whether they're heading to college, starting a career, or beginning their next adventure. Give them something they'll treasure for years to come. Make this graduation season unforgettable with a gift as special as their achievement. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers at the north end of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. And by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank and Bayport Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.